If you struck oil underneath your home, well, you might just move in order to get rich. But what happens when you strike oil next to the home of the governor? The unusual but true story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
There's still time to sign up for our American Countryside Adventure to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll fly to Fairbanks, where we'll pan for gold, see the Alaska Pipeline, and ride the Riverboat Discovery. Then we'll head to Denali National Park and stay at the Princess Lodge. We'll also take in the Alaska State Fair and see the largest vegetables on Earth. Plus, we'll cruise the Kenai Fords and ride on the Alaska Railroad. Get your brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. 2266, or find the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. As Michael Dean explains, oil has always been an important part of the economy of the state of Oklahoma.
The first oil fields were discovered right after the turn of the century, and beginning with the settlement of Oklahoma City in the 1890s, oil men would come into Oklahoma City and they'd drill 500 feet, 1,000 feet, 1,500 feet. They'd come up with dry holes and they would leave.
But a few decades later, geologists re-examined the area around Oklahoma City and believed they'd found untapped areas that might produce oil.
In 1929, the Indian Territory Illuminating Oil Company, which became City Service Oil and Gas, which is today CITGO, started drilling a test well on the far southeast side of Oklahoma City.
They began drilling in June of 1929. The first 6 months were fruitless. But then,
in December, one morning at shift change, the derrick started rocking back and forth. They had drilled almost 7,000 feet, and within a few minutes, the pipe stem came flying out of that well, and it gushed for 7 days.
More wells were drilled, and the oil field began to spread toward the state's Capitol building.
When they crossed the river, they drilled a well on the grounds of the governor's mansion, and it hit. And so then, the governor, E.W. Marland, who owned the Marlin Oil Company, which became the Continental Oil Company, which became Conoco, then did a lease with the Phillips brothers in Bartlesville.
The Phillips brothers began to drill for oil at various points on the Capitol grounds. The unusual but profitable drilling next to the Capitol continues next time as we travel the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCrae.